What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Oh, yeah. What's going on out there? You are listening once again to Bolt Brady and his bro. It's the best place to get your sports gambling info. We're going to chat week five NFL. It's welcoming our guy. He's got his voice back, I hope.
Yep, that's right. They took the questionable tag off my name, and I'm back in action.
The Q is no longer by the name in the roster spot.
That is exactly right. And wow, did I miss my voice. Whew, I'm probably considered a loud guy. So when I don't have that bad boy, kind of throws off the game a little bit.
Yep, we had our boy B-Boss text us. He's like, wow, that was a little brutal last week.
Your voice was brutal.
thanks for keeping it real.
Thanks for holding back no punches there. But that's what he's all about. We appreciate it.
That's right. You made it through.
Mm-hmm. Wow, kind of a crazy week, really. I mean, I think you did well on your plays, though, again, right?
I did okay. You know, it's kind of one of those weeks where I was like 500, which is... You feel like you're okay because you didn't go under.
Yeah, of course. You're not going to win every week.
My parlay streak kind of came to an end. I loved Jacksonville, which was nice to wake up to that early one. And that you text me that one was in the books quickly.
Yep.
And then I leaned on a couple of the morning games. Minnesota, which was closer than it should have been. My boy Kirk threw that pick six at like the two.
Yeah, I had Minnesota too. Actually, was that a best bet for us? Yes, it was.
And they grinded back to be fine and cover. And then my mistake of the morning was big Pittsburgh.
Right.
At Houston. Kenny Pickett at home with that defense, you know, can get by. And then I think against a better defense.
On the road.
He's tough.
Yeah, he is. Yep. Yep, I went against you on that one, but I noticed last night that you had the right call. I sprinkled a little bit on the Giants last night.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Daniel.
That was good looking.
I mean, there must be some of these contracts that they commit to and they know pretty quick.
Well, but also like that was a small jailbreak on the offensive line. Like,
yeah, he's not getting
much
help.
He was not getting any time. I mean, any time. But the pick down on the end zone that went to the house.
That guy looks pretty good. That Witherspoon guy.
Yeah, he was fast. As soon as that happened, I go click, change the channel. We're done here.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad if I change the channel. That means we have no chance winning the bet. And that's me being optimistic.
Even if Saquon's there, it's like if they're not going to block and he's not going to change things that much.
No, they look terrible. They got a lot of work to go. In fact, they've won one game. I mean, I think they're going to over under on how many games they win this year is now four. That's what I'll put it at.
And the win that they got was a comeback down in Arizona, which was pretty fortunate to come back how they did.
Oh, yeah. They've been outscored in the first half 72-5. I mean, they're balling.
Yeah.
Woo! They are garb. Stay away from the Giants. Holy cow.
That Witherspoon went fifth in the draft. I was kind of just looking him up. He went to Illinois.
You're talking about the defensive back that played well for the Seahawks last night.
Yep. You know, he had the pick six. So I was like, man, they found a little gem there again on their D.
Yeah. Both the defensive backs from Illinois went super high in the draft, which is, you know, Illinois is like in the Big Ten and they're like decent, but you wouldn't think they'd have like total ballers there. They must have gotten the NIL chips or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the GM and Pete Carroll do a good job of finding some of those guys.
Yes, they do.
Did you see Big Adams on D for Seattle get a little pissed when he got yanked nine plays in?
Well, because of the concussion protocol, I guess.
But he'd been out for like 370 days. So that was his first game back, and he gets dinged in the head.
How frustrating is that?
I don't know.
He wasn't happy. I mean, ugh, that's too bad. Dude, you've been out that long. You finally get in, and then they say, hey, you've got a concussion. And someone like him, who's a badass and tough, is like, dude, come on. This isn't a concussion. I'll play through this. Don't worry about it. Mm. And they're like, we don't need Tua part two out here, big guy.
Yeah, not with they have those spotters now and stuff, and the TV's just zoned in on you. They can't get away with it.
No, uh-uh. Yeah, so the best bets for us did well. It really sucks when we give out Cleveland minus 2.5 and then Deshaun doesn't play.
I was thinking that's, you know, obviously the NFL is aware of this, people bet and all these other things. I mean, even trickling to fantasy or whatnot. for him to go through the week and not really mention as a possible of sitting, and he does it in warm-ups.
Oh, is that when it was warm-ups?
Yeah, it was 45 minutes before. It's like, and the coach even said, like, he's medically cleared. They go, Deshaun made the call.
Wow.
He's like, I don't think I can go.
That's weird. So anyway, how bad does that suck? And then, you know, I've got it in the Circa Las Vegas contest too. We've got it as a best bet. And I'm like, okay, rotten DTR. And they thought this guy was a baller because of preseason. And that means nothing. And sure enough, he just fell on his face and played horrible
against a depleted Baltimore.
I mean, literally, if I knew DTR was going to play, guaranteed it would have been the exact opposite bet. I would have gone, give me the chips on the Ravens right now.
Yeah, that's a big sway.
Oh, my Lord. But the other games, our Kentucky college game, that was blowout central.
Yep, that was a good one.
And then the teaser hit with the Bucs and the Eagles. And then the Vikings hit. And then Philly was the loss, -7.5. Jeez, what were they down there? Like 14-0 early.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, probably not covering this ball game.
Yeah, Washington, you know, gets juiced for them with the division, and they match up with them pretty well.
Yeah. That game actually had no turnovers between either team. That's pretty rare. So, I mean, especially for Washington, they got real lucky. They played that well, but they still couldn't get the W.
Mm.
That's tough on them.
Yeah. I liked last week's games. I think I told you, when I was looking, like, sometimes you just look at it, you're like, oh, I kind of like a lot of these. They're standing out to me. This week, it's a little bit harder, I think, when I look at them, which we can get to in a sec. But some of the other things about last weekend was the two that should have covered and didn't at the end.
Mm.
The Niners Cardinals.
Oh, get serious. Zach Ertz.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And Zach Prescott. Both two drops.
The dime to the corner.
Come on, guys. Wow, I was pleased on that one.
Well, when the Niners punched it in there with, like, you know, the couple minutes left, you could just feel the back door coming for Arizona. You're like, they're going to march down here because the Niners don't really care about this TD.
Right.
And he did it. And, you know, they get down there and Ertz is at like the two and it just goes through his hands.
Incredible.
I'm like, dude.
That was incredible that he dropped that.
That was the one.
That one. And then for the Circa Las Vegas contest, I also had the Raiders. And I don't know if you saw the end of that game.
But, oh, I did, because I'm my boy Herbert.
Yep. Yeah, so they're marching down, doing the same thing. They're going to backdoor. They get a penalty. They get down to the two-yard line, and then they decide to have the rookie quarterback try to pass to score. I'm like, why aren't we giving that ball to Josh Jacobs right there? Right up the middle, touchdown. Mm. We get the cover, and instead, my ticket, my card goes from being 4-1 to 2-3 for the Circa Vegas. Not good.
Big Asante Samuel, he got the pick there for the Chargers. And then you kind of see the coach was over there like, yeah. And then he's kind of waving the other hand like he's right there next to him. And I think it kind of threw off his peripheral vision there. So he just kind of, it was a pick six. Then he plops down to his rear, but he's only at like the 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
And there were still timeouts for the Raiders.
Yeah. Like, let him take it to the house.
Well, speaking of plop down, I think it might make sense for us to address when Patty Mahomes plopped down.
Well, that's the other one that was on my mind.
Okay, because I know some friends had some questions there because they had the Chiefs. And for those of you that didn't watch the game on Sunday night, the line was 7.5 to 8.5. And Kansas City was up 3. And they're down in the red zone. And there's about 1.5 minutes left. And Patrick breaks out of the pocket, could have easily scored a touchdown. And instead, he dropped down on his buns. And
at the two yard line,
and I started getting some texts from friends going, what's going on here? And so everyone was like, if they go up 10, there's no way the Jets are going to win. Well, let's just go through some scenarios here. Let's say the Chiefs kick off, and let's say the Jets run it all the way back, or let's say the Jets just score. They have an opportunity to do an onsides kick, get the ball and tied up or win. Now, all of that is probably going to be really hard to do, but it's possible. When Patty goes on his ass at the two-yard line, nothing is possible. It's ball game, 100% win.
Yeah.
So that's why it happened.
Because they're not thinking about the lines.
They're definitely not thinking about the lines. What people were saying Patrick was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But so that anyway, that's the reason why. He goes down on his butt, and it's 100% chance they win. No doubt about it, because they just kneel on it because the Jets had no more timeouts.
I think most people did see that game. It said 27 million people tuned in.
Well, because of Taylor.
And her homies joined her, some other celebs. Yeah, it was like the most watched show on NBC since the Super Bowl.
Are you serious?
That's what they said.
Wow, dude, I didn't know she was that popular.
Right. So that's why if he kind of does her wrong, then her fans are going to come at him.
And start burning the jerseys that they've bought, because his jersey sales have gone up 400%.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy, man. She can make people watch a football game. They don't even care about it, I guess.
I didn't even know that. If someone came up to me on the streets and said, we'll give you $1 million if you can name a Taylor Swift song, I'd be like, guess you got to go to the next person, bud. Because I have no clue. No clue, bud. Now, maybe if you ask me a Kid Rock song, I could tell you that.
Maybe some Def Lepp or GNR. We can talk some biz.
So what are we seeing this week? There's actually some legit games.
There's a couple that I've got, but I thought last week a couple popped out to me more. I think this one's a little bit more of a grinder week.
But you know what's interesting about that, and you tell me if this sounds correct. A lot of times when games just pop out at you, like a lot, you actually don't really win the games. It's kind of like when you're like, this is kind of a grinder, is when you find yourself go like 3-0 or 3-1, where last week you liked a lot of games, but you went 2-2, you know?
Yeah.
You think that stands true?
I guess I need to kind of just back off somewhere that are the maybes, like a Pittsburgh, and be like, Buffalo. We both like Buffalo against Miami.
Oh, boy, did we ever. How did that not make our best bets list? Wow. That is incredible.
Well, see, what's good now is we've got a month in here of games. So it's like we've got some action that we can kind of compare and look at. And like what people say is like, you know, people are going to be on Houston's jock this week.
Yes,
right?
They are. Yes, so, they are. Too bad they play Atlanta, though.
I know, which is, I think Atlanta's going to play a lot better at home.
They probably will.
I can't go with Ritter, but
no,
like,
of course not.
I just think people get hooked on what they just watched. The recency bias, as they like to call it.
That's right.
I just, you know, what you see isn't necessarily going to translate into the following week.
No.
I mean, is Zach Wilson going to come out and light up the Broncos in Denver?
Yeah, that's another garbage game.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, everyone wants to lean on the Jets defense, and, you know, Russell's stats are fine, as they've kind of noted. Like, it's not necessarily him. It's just the team's not really doing what they should be doing. They just beat the crappy Bears.
Well, in fact, I saw something on Twitter last night, and I retweeted it out, that they compared Russell's stats side by side to Patrick Mahomes for this season, and they're basically identical.
Mm-hmm.
Russ actually leads in a few things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Russ probably wouldn't mind trading places with Patrick, actually. Just think what would happen there. That's the other thing about some of these quarterbacks. You're like Justin Fields and stuff. I mean, that guy's getting hooked up. He's got no offense, no defense. You know, at least when you're the rookie quarterback, you have to have a defense help you out. You know, well, if you don't have a defense, you're toast.
He's year three starter. But yeah, like Stroud in Houston, his coach has got a good attitude, good defense.
Right.
It's way better environment for that guy to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bears, when the Broncos went to -3, I was like, I'll load up on the Broncos here. Like, if you can't beat Fields.
Right.
And that looked like trouble. And then thank God it came back to be a push.
Right.
But like the Bears had it down to the 35 or whatever, and they went for it on 4th-and-1.
Yeah.
And they should have just taken the lead there for Fields and like, nope.
Nope. These analytical guys get a little carried away.
He's gone. That coach will be gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's pretty sad over there. In fact, this is how bad it is. I didn't know it was this bad. Okay. Here's the Bears stats for you. 9 straight games scoring less than 20 points, okay? 13 straight losses. Did you know that? They've lost 13 in a row.
Just games or against the spread?
Games.
Okay.
And they're 1-6 straight up. Yeah. I mean, 1-16 straight up.
Hmm.
Wow, that's incredible.
And then like Claypool, his other supposed receiver, you know, is doing crap behind the scenes. They said stay home.
Right. He's not even allowed on the on their campus.
Campus. Yeah. No, they said keep her home, bud. We'll just go DJ Moore.
The Bears campus. Yep. Could be a campus.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of numbers, we got to clarify a few things here real quick because there were some more questions about teasers. So I talked about teasers last week, but also I forgot to mention when you tease, you want to go through the numbers of 3 and 7, and obviously 6 is included there. And the reason why is because landing on 3 happens 15% of the time. Landing on the number 7, like someone wins by 7, happens 9% of the time. And landing on 6 happens 7% of the time. So in total, you get about 30% of the time the final score lands on those numbers. So when you tease, you want to go through those numbers. So like from 7 down to 1, or from like 1 up to 7.5, 1.5 up to 7.5, because you don't want to go to 7. You want to make sure you're going to win the game. Mm-hmm. And so that's really important, because I know sometimes what people will be like, whoa, Carolina's getting 9.5 this week. I'm going to tease that up to 15.5. And it's like, no, because the game doesn't land on those numbers very often. So, you know, statistically, that's not the play. So to do teasers, you want to go through 7 and 1 or 7 and 3. Those are the main numbers. And then another number I need to clarify is I said that our win percentage on the podcast has never been below never been below 30. And I don't know why I threw out that number. It's never been below 57%.
I didn't catch the 30.
Yeah, well, I didn't either. And then I re-listened to it. And
don't miss the hot record at 33%.
Right. So if you're listening to other people out there, you know, you're hopefully they're winning at 55% or higher. Like I said last week, 52.4% is when you're profitable.
We're brought to you today by Manscaped, who's taken a step up from the Halloween to bring your face the cleanest shave it's ever seen. So this season, no need to toil and trouble. Manscaped's all-new Handyman is the best way to get rid of that stubble. Featuring a compact design and next-gen skin-safe technology, the Handyman was designed to give you that smooth finish without the mess of a traditional shave. Get the sweetest treat this Halloween by going to manscaped.com and use code BOLT, B-O-L-T, for 20% off plus free shipping. Alrighty, let's get back to the show.
And if you're wondering where we're at for the season, we're 12-7. So we'll hopefully we keep that rocking.
Mm-hmm.
And then while I'm on one real quick here, I'll let you catch your breath over there.
just keep chitting to yourself. I can step out if you need me.
Let you catch your breath over there.
If you got,
that's like when, isn't that funny when like when you're talking to people and they're like, they're just rambling on. They're like, okay, I'll let you go now. See you later. And you're like, you're letting me go? You've been the one talking the whole time and you're the one that has to leave this conversation, but you're letting me go. All right.
Like, I haven't really chimed in, but you
know. And I didn't have to go, but okay. So anyway, we've got some reviews here, some hats, and I had to order some more hats because there's been a lot of people leaving reviews, which is beautiful. I'll order more hats all the time. People are like, why don't you just sell the hats? And I'm like, nope, we're giving back. We're giving back here just like people are giving back to us. So we have T. Fletch, Chad Steele, Jack Attack, and Weekend Warrior. All you guys send us an email at lightning@boltbrady.com, lightning@boltbrady.com, and we'll get you a Bolt Brady hat. And for those out there that want to get a Bolt Brady hat, the way to do it is you just go, like, let's say Apple Podcasts, you just scroll down, you'll see a review after our episodes, and below that review, it will say write a review. Just click that, boom. Next thing you know, you got a Bolt Brady hat.
Yeah. No, we've had some good ones come in, you know, from Roseville, California, Vegas, Ohio,
Mississippi.
Yeah, some good people out there.
Boston.
It.
Yep, it's cool hearing people from around the United States. Now what some of those people are probably waiting for is a best bet. Okay, here we go. Would you like a college best bet or an NFL?
NFL.
Let's do it. Okay, how about this one? The Niners Cowboys. Woohoo! What's the line over there?
3.5 SF.
Okay, but do you have the over-under line there as well?
I don't see the over here.
Okay, it's 45.
Okay.
So people are talking about this game, and of course people talk about the offenses a lot because, you know, everyone's in the fantasy football world. But guess what? When I found that two heavyweights go up against each other and they have good defenses, the defenses usually prevail. I'm going to take best bet under Niners 45 against the Cowboys. Mm. Yep. Get ready for Micah Parse. That guy's slightly going to want to try to show Bosa that he's the big dog, and Big Bosa's going to want to show him he's still the big dog. So they're going to both be going crazy, I bet.
Yep.
I don't expect people to have much time back there unless it's my boy CMC hitting the spin button and rocking and rolling. But everyone else might be a little difficult.
Yeah, CMC, you know, is inserting himself into the MVP convo here with the four TDs last week.
And
just every week, the guy just goes off, it seems like. And they could give him the ball more, but they don't need to.
Well, and how stoked is he that he got to come back to the West Coast and play for a squad that's not the Carolina Panthers?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, he must be juiced. And then he gets to go to the War Dog games with Kittle and watch Steph and everyone play.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's not winning for him is his Stanford Cardinals, but they'll get it rolling soon.
Yeah, this game is it's the Sunday night game.
It sure is. We got a good one.
Yeah, so the Niners 3.5. I'm going to lean with the Niners too. I know in low scoring games it's like, you know, that could come down to a field goal. I still feel good with the Niners covering that one.
Yeah, I have nothing against that. I mean, I'd definitely go with the Nines versus the Cowboys, but
I just, you know, Dallas's offense has been their weakness so far. It's like they've played some garbage teams.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, like weakness. I mean, yeah, they just scored 33 against Bill Belichick. Worst loss in his career. Woo! But
and then you got like the Giants and the Jets, and then they lost to the Cardinals.
I mean
the Niners kind of thumped the Cardinals, but at least they went to like Pittsburgh and kind of handled them there.
Hey, yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. But I guess that little three in that hook, that 3.5, is going to bring a lot of people in, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to mess with that. We'll just take the under there. Big Bosa and Big Micah.
That'll probably just stay. That'll be one of those lines that doesn't move.
Probably.
Because it's just, you know, they want the action. It's going to be pretty even.
Yeah, probably. And then we're going to go back to the well again here. I think you might like this one too, even though we're going against our bud Patty. But Patty on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Against the Vikings, and what do you have over there for the line with the Vikes?
It's 5, or a couple places have 5.5.
Yeah, I see 5.5, too. So here's the thing. We talked about this last week. 5.5, you know, 5 is really not a big deal, but 6 is, just like we said. Games fall on 6-7% of the time. It's the third most popular number. So let's wait to see if that gets to 6. And as soon as it does, grab it. But if it's not, you know, if it doesn't change throughout the week, and you know what, I'll let people know on Twitter if it does, then we'll grab it at the 5.5. But I like the Vikings there because this is the type of game that that our boy Kirk gets fired up for. Mm-hmm. I think he wants to show, hey, I can hang with Patty. And we see what happens with Patty and the Chiefs. They get up by 17 against the Jets, and then they just go and cruise control. And Kelsey's waving up to his lady up in the box, and they just don't give a shit. So the back door is always open, and that's why we like the Vikings.
Yep. I'm totally with you. This is the other one I had circled that I liked. It was Minnesota at home getting those points.
Excellent.
KC, you know, hasn't been fully humming. The receiving core is a little suspect still here in terms of him being on the same page. And yeah, and there's a lot of media attention that, you know, Kelsey's numbers aren't huge just yet. I mean, I think they'll be fine come playoffs, but Kirk is always in these one score games. He's at home. It's in like that 1 o'clock window, which it's not the bright lights. Which he does, he doesn't do as well in those. I'll take Minnesota at home getting the 5.5.
All right. We agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And for those people out there that like to throw a few chippers down on Saturdays as well, let me throw a little college game at you. Ohio State versus Maryland. And Maryland comes in 5-0. Ohio State's 4-0. Reason being is because Ohio State had the bye last week after Notre Dame. So they got 2 weeks to prepare for this. Don't let Maryland's record fool you. They've played some seriously garb squads. Ohio State, boat race, -19.5. Mm. So we like the Buckeyes there. Mm-hmm. And then I'll give you one more college game. Bama. Mm. Bama is not the squad they normally are. Mm-mm. Their quarterback play is horrendous.
Yeah.
And they travel into big Texas A&M. And guess what? Texas A&M is getting the 2.5, and I'll take it.
Big Jimbo.
Yep. Jimbo is going to take it out on them. We're going to go with the home dog here. All righty.
Yeah. I wonder how much Saban's got left of them here. Like, how many more years he want to stick around? Because I feel like the recruits are going to kind of start going some other places here.
Well, now they still get, I think they still get the most five-star recruits. It's a joker how many
he does. You know, he's up there for sure. But, I mean, they're starting to trickle towards, like, the Georgia or a Texas here, too.
Well, he needs the core. I mean, it just shows how important the quarterback is, right? I mean, when you don't have Big Tua or even the Mac Jones or the Jalen.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like those guys. I mean, Tua had a great coming out party and was good, but the rest of those guys are just kind of like system QBs. And
not Jalen. Jalen balled.
He didn't. He had to leave and transfer to Oklahoma. That should,
no, his freshman year, he was like player of the SEC. Like, he balled. He was scoring touchdowns. It's just Big Tua came in, and then Tua had that great game in the championship, and they moved Jalen to the side. And that's why, if you notice Jalen now, that guy does not smile on the sidelines.
He's all biz.
He is all biz.
But he's not lighting it up in the NFL this year either. I just, the being at Bama as a QB, it's a system, you know, with the best receivers in the country that you're throwing the ball up to.
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. It's just hard to find a quarterback in general throughout the whole nation. I mean, if you're comparing them coming to the NFL, it just doesn't happen very often that guys come in and they're legit.
Hmm.
Yep.
My boy Herbert.
Yep. Herbert balls. But I mean, Bama barely beat South Florida. It's going to be a little bit different against the Texas A&M this week.
Yeah.
And College Station rocks. Wow, that stadium's teeny. Like, if you look at tickets, I've seen the tickets before, like way up top where you can't even see anything. Those things go for like 200. It's crazy. It's going to be super loud. It'll be a cool game to watch too. Do you watch college football at all?
I sure do.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey,
I was just wondering.
Hey, have we met?
Well, no, because I didn't think you threw the chips on the college football.
No, not as much. I definitely put more on the NFL. Yeah. There's a couple college I'll pick, but yeah, no, I enjoy. I had a little thing going there with CU, but I knew to stay away with them from the USC, and then they come back and score the last 20 points of the game to cover.
Was it the last 20?
Yeah, 20 unanswered.
Well, hey, listen, how about this? If you like football, are you ready for this? So today's Tuesday, baseball playoffs start. I'm sure you're thrilled about that.
Yeah, sign me up.
Quick stat on that, though, for people that do like baseball. How about this is the first time in 30 years, that's older than some of you, that the Yankees, Cardinals, or Red Sox are not in the playoffs.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's nutty, right? So anyway, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, is this any good? 50 days in a row of a football game on. So tell the wives and girlfriends, you got 50 days in front of the tuber at night. With you in control of the clicker.
This is when we start getting the Tuesday night action.
Oh, we get it all. I mean, it's just unreal. It's so legit. But you know what? It's sweet. My wife has done a full 180. Like, she used to not care at all about it. But I got smart, and I was like, well, if I do well, then you do well. And so, you know, she gets little knickknacks around the house or whatever. So she's like, hey, what game's on tonight? I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
Bowling Green versus Buffalo.
Woo! We got the under here.
This is big time. hold on, everybody.
Yeah, you know what? The action is a little tough to watch sometimes.
But that's your Tuesday, Wednesday stuff.
I know. Like, sometimes they have good squads, and so it's okay. But I don't know. You know what? I haven't followed them much yet this year. But you're right. Once they start playing, I'll crank them up.
That reminds me of my boy Khalil Mack here.
Jiminy Christmas.
You know, the former Raider, current Charger, he had the 6 sacks against the Raiders. And I guess he hasn't been much of the pass rush threat. You know, it's been more like Bosa. And so he had the 6 this week. And they said the last 2 years he's had 14 sacks, take away the 6. and 9 of them were against the Raiders.
Are you serious?
So 9 of his 14 before this game were all against his former teams. I'm like, geez, Khalil, let's get it going here on the other games.
Right. He must be pissed off against the Raiders. Well, in fact, he had 6 sacks. He didn't have 1 sack coming into the ball game.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and then 6 gets him up there, you know, rocking with the league leaders.
Yeah. So I guess I'll throw out a couple more best bets here, unless you have anything else here you need to say, big guy.
No. You know, I mean, Jacksonville stays in London to take on...
Oh, the big Bills?
Yeah, and like that's kind of a tough one, because it's like Jacksonville's used to being there. Buffalo's coming off the high of that win, so that's kind of a tough one.
I would agree with you. I think that is tough, because normally you'd be like, God, they're going to blow them out. But since the Jags did stay over there, and Buffalo, like you said, had that emotional win, I agree. That's a stay away because of those reasons.
And they're listed as the bottom team here, as the home team. But this is like when you lose a home game, really. It's like you're on the road somewhere else.
Yeah.
So that's negated.
Yeah, except that they get to stay over there for the week. That's huge for them.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying Buffalo is the technical home team.
Oh, wow. That sucks for them.
Yeah, because Buffalo, when they actually play at home, that's a huge advantage.
Right. That's serious garbage.
No, go ahead. Let me hear what you got.
All right. So we said San Francisco under 45. We said Vikings plus the 5.5, but we're waiting for it to get to 6. Last NFL game here, Tennessee plus the 1.5. I don't get that. Like, yeah, they're on the road, but I'll take the more veteran squad there. Jiminy Christmas. And I think that the Colts are going to be under duress big time. The Titans defense balls. And then I said we like Texas A&M in college, and we like Ohio State in college. And the last one we like in college, UCLA at home versus Washington State minus the 3.5. Let's get ready to rumble.
I like it. Yeah, Pac-12, man. Too bad. They're having such a great year here before they dismantle. They kind of blew it there with the TV deal.
Right.
But they're fun games to watch.
Yep. And UCLA, the only game they've lost so far this year was at Utah, which is like easily one of the hardest places to play in college football. And UCLA actually the last few years have been playing well at home. So Washington State's ranked. They're coming in. I don't think they'll be leaving with a good feeling. Let's go, Bruins.
Okay, I'm with you. I like those NFL ones for sure. So that'll do it for our week 5 wrap-up here. Keep those reviews coming for us, like he said, on Apple and Spotify, wherever you listen. Just take that snapshot and email us at lightning@boltbrady.com. And keep your eyes on Twitter and Instagram. It's @BoltBradyPicks. Bolt throws up some videos and some info there in case things change with lines. So keep your eyes there. We appreciate you listening. We'll catch you guys next Tuesday.
See ya.